Yes, the new Woody Herman Show with the Herman Herd, lovely Francis Wayne, the Woodchoppers, Chubby Jackson, the Jukebox Toppers, and the man behind the voice and the clarinet, Woody Herman.
Let's cease with the yatata yatata and make with the fa sol la.
Suits me. What'll it be?
Good, good, good. One, two. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. Baby, that's you, that's you. Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. Every time I kiss you, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find a proper adjective, a sentimental compliment to give you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. Baby, that's you, fine, fine, fine. That's you, good, good, good. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Fine, fine, yum, yum, good. Baby, that's you.
I shall hear Dream Doyle, Francis.
Yes, indeedy. It's Francis Wayne singing Love Me from the Motion Picture Stork Club. First time on the air, and just the way you'll hear it now.
Only you.
nice chirping, Francis, but don't go away, because we'll need you to do one of the tunes that tops in the jukebox.
Right, and speaking of tops in the jukebox, Woody, didn't I predict last week that the people would like it? Oh, wait a minute. Let me read you a sample letter, picked at random. Man, that tops in the jukebox idea is a killer. Solid. Murderistic. Sensation. It is without a doubt the second best feature of the program. First best, of course, is that teen singer, that terrific musician, that bass player without a peer, Chubby Jackson.
Who's that letter from?
Well, it's evidently from some very modest, self-effacing person, because it's signed here, Anonymous.
Let me see it. That's just what I thought. Mm-hmm. Hey, Anonymous, lay that bass fiddle down and come up here, will you, please?
You mean me, Woodrow?
Yes, you. Now tell me, what was the idea of writing this letter, you modest, self-effacing person?
So what makes you think I wrote it?
Well, it's written with that purple ink of yours that's in your handwriting, and you're the only person I know who spells musician with two Z's.
Woodrow, you're just jealous. Can I help it if the fans write in to demand more of me? Listen, I have a large following.
Why, you fat character, that large following you have is your shadow.
Now you hurted my feelings. And that does it. Now I won't play with you. I'm finished. I'm glad I said. Honest,
oh,
I'm
come
glad
on,
I'm
come on, come on back, so... Chubby, please. I was only kidding. I'll tell you what. I'll let you introduce Tops in the Jukebox just for your fans. And I hope they're both listening.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your nickels. I want to start the jukebox rolling. You see, each week the editors of Downbeat, the music newspaper, send us a list of the most popular jukebox tunes. We pick out a couple, and that Herman guy remembers to give us the right beat. We play them.
Thanks, Jackson. And here's a number that stops in the jukebox. Gotta be this or that.
Thank you.
And now, as promised, we're going to have Francis Wayne singing again, something that's tops in the jukebox entitled, I'll Buy That Dream.
You know, I think we ought to get the cat that invented the jukebox up there in the show some night and pay tribute to him.
Well, who dat, Chubby?
Benjamin Franklin, Woody.
Oh, listen, character. Benjamin Franklin didn't invent the jukebox, and besides, he's dead.
Dead, huh? Well, I'm not really surprised. Any guy who'd go around flying kites in a lightning storm, well, that's the end.
Quick, Charlie, the nickel, please.
And here it goes for I'll Buy That Dream.
Story for us tonight. I mean, something about the people in the music world that all these alligators would like to hear about. You know, sort of a hep time story.
Well, this may break your heart, Charlie, but I want to tell you that Francis is going to be married almost any day now, and to one of the boys in the band, Neil Hefty, that handsome young man with the horns. Stand up and say hello, Neil, will you please? Huh, Neil? You see, poor guy, not married yet, but already he's speechless.
Uh-huh. He's a lucky guy.
Oh, in more ways than one, because a little while ago, Francis was almost married by accident to the wrong guy.
Huh, how was that?
Well, it was like this. Popsy Randolph, who was then our band boy on Lend-Lease from Benny Goodman, was going to marry a little blonde girl he had met on the road. Naturally, he invited the whole band to the wedding, and Francis Wayne stood up with Popsy and his girl as maid of honor. Only trouble was the ceremony was all in Greek, and none of us could understand a word of it. But it was all very, very impressive and was going along swell till the man started to put the wedding ring on Francis' finger. You see, he thought she was the bride-to-be. And because none of us understood Greek, we let him go right along. And a couple more words from him, and Francis would have been Mrs. Popsy. However, in the nick of time, Popsy got the idea across that he was supposed to marry the other girl, you see? And then they had to start the whole ceremony over again. Nearly broke us up.
Oh, what a predicament. Well, Woody, here's a spot for an oldie that you can't get anywhere. How about playing and singing? I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me.
Thank you. care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the
Caldonia, Caldonia, what makes your big head fall out?
With baby, she's great big feet, she's lonely, like had nothing to eat, but she's my baby lover just the same. Phrase about that woman called Caldonia's her name. Caldonia, Caldonia, what makes your big head so hard? Love you just the same. Phrase about that woman called Caldonia's her name. Caldonia, Caldonia, what makes your big head so hard?
You look so sweet tonight, Caldonia. Tell me everything. Tell me more. Tell me all, Caldonia. That character has. Caldonia, Caldonia, what makes your big head so
the surgeon said when he marked up his patient's middle with a pencil, this is where we cut out. I hope you'll be all digging us again next Saturday, same time, same station. Francis Wayne will sing, Chubby Jackson will play, that is if I don't hurt his feelings, and we'll make more of the music that's top in the jukebox. This is your old woodchopper saying au revoir, that's Russian for pleasant dreams.
Armed Forces Radio Service.